Welcome back. In this beginner lesson, we're going to do one of the most important jungle and drum and bass skills you can learn in Ableton Live 12. Ghost notes. Ghost notes are the quiet in-between hits. They're the little taps and flicks that make a beat feel like it's rolling forward instead of just going kick, snare, kick, snare like a robot. And today you're going to take an amen break, slice it up, find the ghost notes inside it, shape them so they tuck in properly, and then arrange a simple but real 32-bar drum section. Intro, drop, and a variation with a fill. Quick mindset before we touch anything. We're going to build this in two layers. An anchor layer, which is your kick and your main snare. And a movement layer, which is hats, shuffle, and ghost notes. That one idea makes the whole process easier, because you can balance the groove without constantly fighting velocities across the whole kit. Alright, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to something drum and bass friendly, 170 to 174. If you don't know, pick 172 BPM. Keep it in 4/4. Now create an audio track and name it Amen Source. Create a MIDI track and name it Amen Rock. If you want to be a bit fancy, create two return tracks as well, one called Drum Verb and one called Drum Delay. Totally optional, but it's nice later. Now drag your Amen Break onto the Amen Source audio track. Double-click the clip to open clip view, and turn warp on. Live might guess the segment BPM wrong, especially with older breaks, but don't panic. We're going to align it by the actual downbeat. Set the warp mode to beats. This is a great beginner mode for breaks because it preserves transients nicely. Make sure transient loop mode is forward, and set the envelope somewhere around 50 to 80. Higher feels tighter and more chopped, lower feels more natural and loose. If you're not sure, set it around 65. Now find the first strong transient, usually that first kick. Right-click it and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here, straight. Now loop the clip and listen. The goal is simple. The Amen should loop cleanly over one bar or two bars without drifting. If you hear it slowly sliding out of time, zoom in, find where the transients are landing, and correct the first warp marker again. Most beginners fight slicing when the real problem is the downbeat isn't set correctly. Once it's looping tight, we slice it. Right-click the Amen clip in session or arrangement and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients, and keep the default slicing preset. Click OK. Live creates a new MIDI track with a drum rack, and each slice is living inside its own sampler. This is now a playable Amen kit. Now we do the fun detective work, finding ghost notes. Solo the drum rack track. Create a blank one-bar MIDI clip. Open it, and just click different drum rack pads to audition slices. You're listening for a few categories. First, find the main snare, that big crack. Then find the main kick. Then find at least one tiny snare tap, a low-level hit that feels like a lead-in. That's your ghost snare. Also find one or two hat or shuffle slices, little noisy bits that carry motion. And if you find a ride, crash, or noisy room slice, tag that too because it's useful for fills and transitions. As you find them, rename the pads. Right-click the pad and rename it kick, snare, ghost snare, hat or shuffle, maybe ride or noise. This is more important than it sounds, because once you start writing patterns, you want your brain focused on rhythm, not on which random pad was the ghost again. Now we build the core pattern, and we keep it simple on purpose. Create a one-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 1/16th notes to start. Place the main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. In Ableton's bar notation, that's 1.2 and 1.4. Now add a kick pattern. If you want a classic push, put the kick on 1.1, and another kick around 1.3.3. If you want it more jumpy, try 1.1 and 1.2.3. Don't overthink this. The anchor is supposed to feel solid and obvious. At this point, if you loop it, it should sound like a clean DNB skeleton. Good. Now we bring it to life with ghost notes. Here's the rule. Velocity is everything. Ghost notes are not quiet snares, they're more like a shadow of the snare. You feel them more than you hear them. Take your ghost snare slice and place it just before each main snare. Two good beginner placements are 1.1.4, which is right before beat 2, and 1.3.4, which is right before beat 4. Loop that. Now set the velocities. Your main snare might be around 110 to 127. Your ghost notes should be much lower, like 20 to 55. Start around 35. If you can clearly hear snare happening, it's too loud. If you only notice that the beat suddenly feels more like it's rolling, you nailed it. Now, if you want a busier jungle feel, add an extra ghost somewhere between the snares. Try 1.2.2 or 1.2.4. but do it as a controlled decision. Jungle gets messy fast if you add extra hits without controlling dynamics. Now we shape the ghost slice so it tucks in like a real ghost note. Click the ghost snare pad, open it simpler, and pull the volume down. Somewhere between -6 and -12 dB is totally normal. Then enable the filter, choose a low pass filter, and set it around 6 to 10 kHz. We are intentionally darkening the ghost so it sits behind the main snare. Try pitching it down slightly, like -1 to -3 semitones. That's a classic trick for making ghost notes feel heavier and less snare sample obvious. If you hear clicks, add a tiny bit of fade in simpler. And if the ghost rings too long, shorten the decay so it's more of a tight tick than a full hit. Now we talk groove and swing. DNB needs to be tight, but not stiff. In live, open the groove pool. Grab something like swing 16-55 or swing 16-57, and drag it onto your clip. Now set timing to something conservative, like 10-25%. If you slam timing to 50%, it might sound cool for hip-hop, but for DNB it can turn sloppy really quickly. Here's a pro beginner move. Don't apply groove equally to everything. Keep your main snare locked to the grid. If you want the groove to live in the movement layer, duplicate the clip so you have two versions, one that's just kick and snare, and another that's just hats and ghosts. Then only groove the movement clip. It keeps the backbeat confident while the details dance around it. Let's actually set that up clearly. Duplicate your MIDI clip. In clip A, delete everything except kick and main snare. That's your anchor. In clip B, delete the kick and main snare and keep only hats, shuffles, and ghost notes. That's your movement. Now balancing becomes easy. If it feels too busy, pull down the movement clip's velocities, or the pad volumes, or even the whole movement track if you put it on a separate track. The anchor stays solid no matter what. Now let's add one more layer of realism. Micro timing. Keep the main snare exactly on 2 and 4. That's sacred. But try making the ghost note slightly late. Not a whole 16th note late, just a few milliseconds. A good starting range is 5 to 12 milliseconds late. You can do this using track delay if your movement is on its own track, or by using note delay tools if you prefer per note control. Late ghosts can create that rolling sensation while still sounding tight and DJ friendly. Now, before processing, one important cleanup tip to prevent amen mush. If your hat and shuffle slices overlap, fast patterns can blur. In the drum rack, put your hat and shuffle pads into the same choke group. That way, when one hat slice plays, it cuts the tail of the previous one. This is especially important once you start doing stutters at 1/32 notes. Alright, processing. Dock devices only. On the Amen rack track, put EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble you don't need. If it sounds boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz by maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it's harsh, a gentle dip somewhere in the 7 to 10 kHz zone can help. But don't dull it too much. Jungle needs a bit of bite. Next, add drum bus. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low at first, like 0 to 10%. Boom is optional. If you want it, keep it subtle and tune it around 50 to 60 Hz. And use damp, maybe 10 to 30%, if the top end is getting spitty. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just glue, not smash. If you want extra grit, add saturator after that. Use analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB and enable soft clip. Important check, if your ghost notes suddenly disappear, you probably compressed or drove it too hard. Back off the glue or reduce drum bus drive. Ghost notes are delicate. Too much processing flattens the dynamics and kills the roll. Now let's arrange it so it feels like a real track. Not just a loop, we're going to make a 32-bar mini structure. Bars 1 to 8 is the intro. Use movement first. A cool trick is to start with only hats and filtered ghost notes for a few bars. Then bring in the snare, still filtered. Then bring in the kick and full bandwidth right at the drop. This teaches the listener the groove and makes the drop feel bigger without adding any extra instruments. So for the intro, put an auto filter on the drum rack. Low pass it around 1 to 3 kHz and slowly open it over those 8 bars. Also, keep the ghost pattern simpler in the first half of the intro. Less detail equals more tension. Bars 9 to 24 is your drop, 16 bars, full pattern. Anchor plus movement. Now add small, DJ-friendly variations every 4 bars. For example, every 4 bars remove one kick, or add one extra ghost note leading into a phrase change. A really classic jungle tension move is negative space. Near the end of an 8-bar phrase, remove the main snare for one hit. Let the ghosts and hats carry that moment. Then bring the snare back hard. It sounds dramatic, and it's shockingly easy. Bars 25 to 32 is your variation and fill section. Here's a straightforward fill that always works. An amen stutter. Duplicate a bar, then on the last beat, slice it into faster hits. Use 1/32 notes for the last half beat. Keep it tight, and use choke groups so it doesn't smear. Then maybe add a ride or crash slice on the first beat of the next phrase to mark the transition. If you want an easy upgrade that instantly feels more like jungle, do a 2-bar call and response loop. Bar 1 stays fairly clean. Bar 2 adds one extra ghost and one extra hat pickup into the snare. Loop those 2 bars and you're already out of 1-bar demo syndrome. Now let's do a quick mix reality check that producers skip way too often. Turn your monitoring volume down until the beat is barely audible. At low volume, the loud stuff dominates, so you can test whether your ghost notes are doing their job. If the groove still feels like it's moving forward, your ghost dynamics are in the right zone. If the rhythm collapses into a stiff skeleton, the ghosts are either too quiet, too filtered, or you remove too much movement. And if the ghost notes are clearly audible as separate snares at low volume, they're too loud. Pull back velocity first, then pad volume. Before we wrap up, here are the most common mistakes to avoid.